Hello, and welcome to another episode of Black Hole Sun Podcast. I'm your host, Moss. Today we're going to talk about the infamous Plaza Hotel. This place, I've known of people who've worked here. I think I went there once in my lifetime. And I know it's haunted. The problem is, allegedly, I'm putting my air quotes up, allegedly, the Plaza doesn't want you to know that they're haunted. It was so hard finding articles about a haunting. There is I don't know what to call it, a blog that I found, a blog story about it from a couple years ago, and there's like things that have been seen, but I tried my hardest to find, like, when I did some research on other places, there's always like a story related to it. Like, for example, when I did my podcast in the Dakota, I found so much information about it. It was information about the haunting. And with the Plaza, it was kind of tough. Like, you'll find an article, like, for example, the articles that I have up on my computer right now are all like a combination of article of like the top 10 most haunted hotels in New York. And that's how I found a lot of these places. Page Six got me good, though. I found an article from Page Six, and it was like, the Plaza Hotel haunted by witches during filming of a mysterious show. This is from April 29, 2021. And I was like, oh. And so I go through it, and it's just like, there was some sort of show going on. Probably one of the TV shows filming like a Halloween special, and there were girls dressed up as witches. So that was their catch. I should have known better, because it is Page Six and it's literally like garbage. So I went through a couple of articles, and you know, it's like most haunted locations in New York, and the Plaza is number 5 on this one. And like this article from hauntedrooms.com, Ghost Hunters, with their top 10 haunted hotels, has made the Plaza number 5. For over a century, the Plaza has been the pinnacle of sophistication and luxury in New York. Its grand hall has welcomed kings, presidents, the biggest stars of stage and screen, all drawn to the glamorous, prestige surroundings, right? But the Plaza is more than just a place to see and be seen. It's also a place with a dark and mysterious past. The hotel has a long history of reported paranormal activity. Poltergeist, I would tell you. Poltergeist. There's some aggressive ghosts there. And people have reported it, right? Paranormal activity, blah, blah, blah. But why, I ask you, is it so hard to find, like, an actual story? Like, man dies at Plaza, like, in 1902. I don't know. I don't even know. Let's look at the Wikipedia. When was the Plaza opened? It's on One Century Park. Let's see. I'm opening up the Wikipedia. Luxury hotel apartment. And it's hotels, but it's also like luxury condominiums. It's 18 stories, French Renaissance inspired. It's a very beautiful building. It's right there off of Central Park, on Fifth Avenue, Central Park South, I should say. And it's a glamorous building. It's a glamorous building. It's beautiful. I don't see the date it was open. 1919. So 1919. It's had a lot of renovations. Turn of hands. Different people have owned it. I can find that out. But nothing about, like, suspicious activities. Like, people know, like, if you live in New York, you know the Plaza's haunted. Like, it's a haunted place. And, you know, if you know anybody who's worked at the Plaza, they'll tell you. Like, one of my cousins worked at the Plaza for a while, and he said it's really creepy in there. And I mean, it's just, it is what it is. New York has a lot of like old buildings, and a lot of times these old buildings switch hands and things are allegedly, I'm doing hand quotes, Plaza, don't sue me. Allegedly, the way people handle business, the way things are reconstructed. You know, when I think of like early century, like 1900 construction and, you know, building making, I think a lot of that stuff was, they used a lot of cheap labor. And any kind of like death or malpractice isn't the word, but any kind of like injury on site that probably was, you know, kind of covered up. And I'm sure a lot of those people, if they died there, they didn't get compensation. They didn't make a big deal because, you know, you got really poor people looking for work and you have really rich people trying to exploit them. So I can totally see whatever kind of hauntings that may be happening at the Plaza being covered up. Plus, it's a very expensive hotel. And people don't want to, I feel like the Plaza doesn't want to be associated with the ghouls and the ghosts and stuff. Not like the Stanley. Like, the Stanley knows that they're creepy. You know, thank you, Mr. Stephen King. Or even the Cecil, you know? The Cecil and the Stanley, they know what they're up to. But, I don't even know if the Stanley's still, I'm pretty sure the Stanley's still operating, but the Cecil's closed, I'm pretty sure. There's just too much stuff going at the Cecil for anybody to want to go there. So I found another article from Ranker.com on haunted hotels in New York, and this one says, the Plaza, which overlooks Central Park, is best known for incredible tea service. Oh yeah, they do a really fantastic British tea time at the Plaza. Like, I remember working at, just randomly temping at an office, and there was a woman who was there who was American, and a lot of the bosses there were British, so she had to keep a list of all the best tea times in New York, and one of them was at the Plaza. She said, if you ever want to splurge, go to the Plaza and have the tea time. It's amazing. So they have a great tea time. Oh yeah, and Eloise, the child book, is based on her life at the Plaza. And so, oh, yeah, and if you're my age, you remember Home Alone 2 when he was at the hotel. That's the Plaza. That's the Plaza, yeah. So if you remember Home Alone 2, he's at that big fancy hotel in New York. That's the Plaza. Yeah, so there's the story that Ranker leads you to, which I'm going to go to. Let's see. It's on Ghosts and Stories. And it's a written kind of... So Ghosts and Stories has, like, I guess, accounts from different people or, like, stories from other people. I'm just going to read some of it. And this one's from Mary from Maryland. And she basically said, in 2004, my family and I took a two-day trip to visit NYC, and we stayed at the Plaza, located across the street from Central Park. It's a beautiful hotel, and the view is, you can't beat that view. You know, activities, and she's talking about the door to her room. So they had trouble getting into their room, and then they gave him another room, and then the room was too hot. At this point, after we called some relatives, we were staying in another room to tell them what was happening. My uncle called the front desk to complain. They apologized and had to move us to the 15th floor. Okay. And our room was one of the two down long, narrow hallway. Ooh, 15th floor. Finally, we got settled in, closed the door, and locked it. We were going to call our relatives who were also staying in the hotel to let them know we were finally okay, but the phone in the room wasn't working. It wasn't a big deal, so when we went to walk to the room, we couldn't open the door. This time, we couldn't get out. Oh, jeez. They couldn't get in before. So they had another room. They couldn't get in. And then there was a whole hoopla. So they moved them to a second room. This is their third room. They were having trouble getting into their room. And this time they couldn't get out. This time we couldn't get out. We couldn't even open the door after it was technically unlocked. My mother started banging on the door, hoping that there's someone in the room across from us who can call and get us help. She was yelling, "Can someone call? Please help." We heard someone reply with the same statement, almost mocking my mother, coming from what we thought was the hallway. When we looked through the peephole, however, there was no one there. She continued, jiggling the door, to which there was no budging. We continued to hear voices in the hallway, and we even thought we saw one. We heard voices, but we didn't see anybody. Eventually, we went what we assumed was security, because he was a huge man, knocked on our door. We told him the door wouldn't open, and he tried to pry it open. No key would work. None of the attendants. Until finally, the door just opened on its own. He seemed a little bewildered, the big guy. And he left as quickly as he showed up. I mean, I know plenty of people who worked at the hotel, and they're a little spooked by it. We did not have any more door issues. However, the remainder of the night was spent with the light left on because of the shady figures that we saw emerging from the closet. Oh, I would have left. I would have just been like, get me another hotel. Let's see. It remained in our room for quite some time. There was definitely unease and almost hostile. Of course, it's a poltergeist. We called my uncle, and last time via my mom's cell phone, and who called down to the front desk and speak to John, the front door, and complain. In the morning, after a little sleep, we met up with the family and told them of the ridiculous series of events from last night. When my uncle approached the front desk and told them the night manager, John, had been completely unhelpful, they seemed shocked and baffled because there was no one on staff that previous night named John. Dun, dun, dun. We never have visited the plaza since. Oh, my Lord. So this is that's from Ghost and Stories. Hauntings and Scarings. It's a collection. It's a website that does hauntings and scarings. I might have to go through it and read some more of these stories. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the plaza has done a Kardashian and cleaned the internet of any kind of haunting stories. Because all I want to know is, was there a death there? Was there, you know, I usually can just go on, ask Google, be like, Google, you know, like, just kind of find it there. But now I feel like I need to do an in-depth kind of research on the plaza, because if they're purposely scrubbing the internet of on any of these stories, that someone like me, with my simple knowledge, can't find it, then there must be a bigger story here. And so, allegedly, I'm just saying allegedly. So I probably am going to do a part two of this podcast, because I feel like I need to know more. Because to this point, all the haunting series that I've done, I found something. Something. Like, there was a death, someone died, you know, something. But it's pretty hard to find anything on the plaza. Except for naysayers and people who have visited the plaza, like myself. I've visited it once. Or know people who've worked there once or twice. Like, people who are in New York, who are New Yorkers, know about the plaza. You know, and then you read a story like this, and you're like, oh yeah, of course, the plaza's haunted. So, yeah, I'm going to do probably a part two of this podcast. But I wanted to put it out there because I just find it so fascinating that it took me a couple days, and I was like, I found probably like four articles that kind of insinuated it, but not really. So, yeah. So that's this episode. Let me know what you think. Have you ever visited the plaza? Have you ever wanted to visit the plaza? Do you remember the plaza? Did you watch Home Alone 2? And then like, man, I want to go to that hotel. Don't. They're ghosts. There's poltergeists. And they're aggressive, apparently. They lock your door. So let me know what you think, and until next time.